Welcome to Within Brim's Skin with me, Brimstone, where every episode is filled to the rim with more brim than you can handle. Stay tuned as I dive into a variety of topics that I can get behind, as well as the ones that just burn me up. So buckle up, strap in, because it's about to go down. It's time, it's Within Brim Skin time. Hell yeah, super psyched, super stoked. I got my wingman, Mr. Greer.
Hola.
And it's going to be another awesome episode of Within Brim Skin. And you know what's really messed up?
What?
I don't even know what number episode it is because I didn't even bother looking. I'm just happy to be in the studio and be hanging. I'm so happy to see you. And what do you call it? What happened? What's wrong?
They logged out. I was going to log into Spreaker and I was going to tell you what episode number this is.
Oh, that would be helpful. What do you call it? And I'm sitting here going, I'm just happy to be here. I'm happy to be home. And I got to tell you, it has been an awesome, awesome week and change. You know what I mean? Being away. I really needed that break. But before we get into all of that, as always, Within Brim Skin brought to you by Kikkoman, traditionally brewed soy sauce, making soy sauce cool again. Manatail Hair Care Products, discover the secret. Bayer Dynamic, high quality audio technology, the right product for everything you need. And Zoom North America, the best podcasting equipment in the world.
Then that's not on this board for some reason.
It is. It's supposed to be here.
Well, it's not.
It's not there. Is everything else working?
You make me vomit.
Yeah, everything else is there, but it's not there.
Yeah, well, it happens.
That's all right.
All right. So what do you call it? Can you make me a little louder in my ears, please? Mr. Greer. Oh, there it is. There it is. Oh, the sound I missed. Being on location in Orlando, you know, for the last week and change, it's so crazy because, you know, I missed the studio. I miss it. I miss you. I miss Kim. I miss the studio. I miss my seat. I miss my mic. It's like, it's crazy. You know, you go away and you know me, I'm a workaholic and I'm here all the time and I'm sitting here and I do all the interviews here and we do all the shows and, you know, and just in general. And I'm like, I was like a fish out of water, you know,
yeah.
and you know, it was funny because when we did, so for those who don't listen to Truly Inconsequential, you should. But it was crazy because we were trying to get a good sound going, and for some reason we were having an issue.
It was, to put it frankly, the worst thing I have ever put out in my entire life.
And people, you already know Greer does a great job.
The content of the show was great. The sound of the show was god awful.
It was
it was nails on a chalkboard.
And it was
bad.
Such a good show, too.
It was, but it was all terrible. The sound was absolutely awful.
I didn't go back and listen to it, and I'm like,
You don't.
I don't want to listen to it.
You don't want to listen to it. It was, I mean, you guys should just to catch up on the rest of the show just because it was a fun one, but no, it was not great. All the other ones sound great, sound perfect. That one is god-awful.
And it was funny. We had a lot of people back and forth with that one. And
yeah,
it was,
too bad. It sounds like, again, too bad it sounds like crap. I hate it. It's been bugging me since Wednesday.
And I was so happy about it, too, like when we were done.
I actually...
And then you messaged me like...
I was annoyed about it. I was annoyed about it almost the entire time we were doing it because I knew it was going to be bad.
It is what it is. Well, look, at least we did it.
Yeah.
We still accomplished what we needed to do.
Yeah.
You know, without being in the same studio, we accomplished it, and we were still able to put out the content, and that's all that matters. You know what? Next week, or this week rather, we'll be back in studio together. It'll be good.
Yeah. Nah, it's fine. It'll be better. It's always better. It's always better when we're in the studio and not having to do things like remotely.
Yeah. So for those of you who didn't listen this past week, I was in, you know, remotely from Universal Studios. Did that come out well though?
It came out fine. It was just we were doing it. I think we were doing it through StreamYard. We were doing it through StreamYard, but we were recording the StreamYard audio.
Okay.
That sounded fine. The only thing was you heard
the
happenings of
me.
The park behind you,
which is fun.
Yeah, thank God we're a podcast that doesn't stream anywhere or post the videos anywhere because we would have been DMCA'd. But
you think so?
I don't know. I definitely did. You make the video? Did you make all the music that plays through Universal?
Oh, you know, you're right. You're right.
Yeah, so yes,
right.
You definitely would have.
And it was
we would have had our videos probably even taken off of Facebook.
Wow. Was it that clear, though? Did it come out clear?
Yeah. Well, I mean, you sounded like you were on the phone a little bit.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Well, okay. So it was funny. So you guys were able to see because I was on video, but I couldn't see you guys. Well, I saw you. But what do you call it? I was like, are you familiar with the Islands of Adventure Park?
Yeah.
So you know where the redfish, two fish, one fish, two fish, redfish, bluefish is?
Yes.
So behind that, there's like this big area, you know, where usually like some of the characters will be. Like yeah. That's usually where you'll catch Grinch and, you know, and Dr. Seuss. I mean, Cat in the Hat. And what do you call it? So I was all the way in the back of that on my little scooter. And what do you call it? And like it was the quietest place that you could find anywhere near there. So I'm sitting
To be honest with you, amusement parks aren't one to be known to be very quiet.
No, no, not at all.
They're doing their job if they're quiet.
Not at all. But it was funny because I was just like stressing. I was like, crap. Where am I going to find a good spot? And it was everywhere else. And when I was on with you guys originally, you heard it. It was like blaring.
Yeah, because I don't know if you guys know this. It's a really pleasant sound hearing music when you're in the parks. When it's coming through a phone speaker,
not so much.
It is. It sounds like hell. It is terrible.
No, I feel bad.
It's not great. Yeah.
I feel bad.
It sounds fine. I'm not mad at you. It's because you got to a good spot. The show was fine.
Yeah.
The content was fine. And it sounded good. You got to the quietest part of the park.
It was fun. And it was nice. And what do you call it? I missed you guys. And so it was good to see you guys, you know, especially, you know, I got to see you twice in a week. You know what I mean? So that was good. And, you know, I miss being home. Even when I'm on the road, I hate being away from my family, but you guys are my family too, you know?
Yeah.
So I missed you guys. And it was especially being at Disney, and I'm sitting here going, oh, you know, Greer would have loved this, Kim would have loved this.
Yeah, sorry, we'll see
you
in October.
You guys will see it in October. The new Mickey Mini ride, you guys are going to love.
Yeah, I can't wait to get on it, but I have some serious beefs with that ride.
Really?
Yeah.
Because it took the ride
that
was there.
It took the Great Movie Ride.
Which
has
been there
forever. It was a Great Movie Ride, was awesome. It was a part of Hollywood Studios when it like first opened, or MGM at the time.
So which do you like better? Which do you like that? Or do you like the, what do you call it? It's a Great Big Beautiful Tomorrow.
It's different. It's totally different. Wait, do I like the Great Movie Ride or Carousel Progress?
Yes. Which one do you like better?
It's different because they're two totally different experiences.
If you would have had to get rid of one, which one would you have gotten rid of? Honestly, I would have gotten rid of the Carousel of Progress.
No, I don't think I get rid of the Carousel of Progress because of all the history behind it. I think that's a really fun, I think it's a fun ride to just, especially also if you've been, you know, around the park the entire day and you need some nice AC to just sit and chill out in. Carousel of Progress is a really good show.
I legit slept through it.
But a lot of people sleep through it. Yeah. I just missed the Great Movie Ride. I wish that ride didn't have to go away.
It was good.
It was a great ride.
I mean, but this ride kills it.
I don't know. I've heard people are not really all that big a fan of it.
Because you're expecting something. You know what I mean? They must be expecting something, or maybe they were a big fan of the other one. The way this runs, it's like they're putting you into the cartoon.
I've seen it. No, I know exactly.
So you've seen it.
I've seen it, and I know exactly how
it's
it runs.
It's a cool experience. It's very different. And what do you call it? My beef is that every new ride that they're doing, you know, whether it's Disney, Universal, everything's using screens and technology with 3D, and so, you know, which it's cool to a certain extent. But on the flip side, it's like, all right, it was really cool to start. Now it's getting a little overboard, where everything's just like a moving container that you're in, and everything else is, you know, like using 3D glasses. You know what I mean?
No, I don't know what you mean. What do you?
Okay, so when you're in the new, which you did, what do you call it, when we were in California, when you did the new Star Wars ride, okay? And I didn't get to do the Rise of the
Yeah, I think that might have been closed.
No, it was open.
Probably only taking reservations.
But they were taking reservations,
yeah.
And we couldn't get on, and there's very little that I could do at that point.
Yeah.
But, you know, but everything else we got on quick. But that one, we couldn't get on that, but to get on the Falcon, I mean, we were on in about 2 minutes. And, you know, thank God, because it was a 90-minute wait. And that one, so when you go in, it's great because it is all visual, but you're not wearing the 3D glasses, you know, Gesundheit. You're not wearing the 3D glasses.
Yeah.
You're kind of there. You're interactive and so forth. And by the way, they redid, I don't know when the last time you went into Star Tours was. They redid Star Tours. So that's current now.
What do you? Yeah, no, well, yeah, they redid that a while ago.
How long ago?
I mean, like, they usually keep up with all the movies for the most part.
The last time I was in it was maybe 5 years ago, and it was, like, the same thing. And it was just awful.
What do you mean the same thing?
It was the original Star Tours.
5 years ago, it was not the original Star Tours.
You sure about that?
100% positive.
Maybe I didn't
They changed Star Tours years ago, like, years ago.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, now it has, like, C-3PO in it. And,
yeah, it's had C-3PO in it for a while.
Yeah, yeah. That was... It was good. This one was decent. But it's still, you're wearing glasses, and you're sitting and looking at a screen, and the thing is, the ride is just kind of back and forth moving around. You know what I mean? It's nothing special. You know what I mean? It's like, it's the same thing. So each ride, like especially Universal, it's all the same. Every single ride is exactly the same. You know what I mean? It's just the thing moving around and you know, 3D stuff. Are we about that time?
Yeah.
Let's take a quick break. We'll be right back with Within Brimskin.
Hey, what's cracking? This is Noel G from Fast and the Furious, and you're listening to Within Brimskin with Brimstone. Hey.
Hey, where's Liz?
Give me a sec. Let me give her a bus.
Hello?
Hey, what's going on, girl? You coming down to the beach?
The beach? Oh, I'm totally there. I'll see you guys in a bit.
Oh, snap! That thing takes calls?
Oh, this is my cool new toy. It's the Phonem by Beyer Dynamic. It's more than just a glorified speaker.
That's cool!
It has a Bluetooth range of 10 meters, and not only can I have it here at the beach, but I can plug it in and use it for conference calls at my office, too.
Aw, man, that sounds awesome. I'm definitely gonna pick one up.
For more information on Beyer Dynamic products, please visit BeyerDynamic.com. That's www.BeyerDynamic.com.
It's morphin' time!
Hey, this is Brendan Mejia from Power Rangers Dino Charge, and you're listening to Within Brimskin with Brimstone.
No work, no effort, just the ride. Boss Hoss Cycles. Live fast, live wild, live free. BossHoss.com. Find a location near you. Experience life. Boss Hoss Cycles. Be the boss of the open road.
Hey, this is Damian Clark from Dragon Ball Z, Borderlands, and a bunch of other shows you may or may not have seen, and you're listening to Within Brimskin, and if that doesn't creep you out, nothing will.
Welcome to the Green Turtle. I'm Carlos, the manager of our East Meadow, New York location. Have you been here before? We're a family-friendly sports-themed bar and grill. Not in New York? You can visit us at any of our 40-plus locations across the country. Enjoy one of our amazing beer and lunch specials throughout the week. Or come in and watch any game or UFC fight on over 67 TVs. As a matter of fact, each booth has its own TV for your personal viewing experience. Don't forget about happy hour. Come with friends or make some new ones at the bar where everybody knows your name. Be sure to visit us at thegreenturtle.com and join our rewards program today. Don't be a turtle. Our seats fill up fast, and we'll see you next time at the Green Turtle.
Hey, this is Kat Cressida, the voice of the Black Widow Bride from Disney's Haunted Mansion, the voice of Dee Dee from Dexter's Laboratory, and Jesse from Toy Story, and you're listening to Within Brimskin with Brimstone.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to WBS.
Hello.
But I get what you mean, that a lot of the rides, when it comes to the screens, are for the most part the same.
Yeah, it starts to get... I'm not going to say it's boring, because a lot of it I still enjoy, like, you know, in Universal, the new King Kong ride, you know, Skull Island.
I heard that wasn't that great.
No, it's cool. It's fine. What do you call it? You know what was kind of sucky? Again, the same type of thing was, what do you call it, Fast and Furious. It was like, all
did
right.
You really expect Fast and the Furious to be a good ride?
Yeah. You want to know why? Because it's a car race. You know what I mean?
I guess.
I'm thinking that it's like a roller coaster or car racing or, you know, this was high, you know, fast paced, but it was all like, you know, that one took the place of Earthquake.
Earthquake. Yeah.
So you're in that like Earthquake thing, and Earthquake, I believe, took the spot of Battlestar Galactica. So, and it's all the same buggy that, you know what I mean? It's similar that they just recrafted, I guess. But what do you call it? When you're going through, it's just like, all right, you know, this is all right. It's cool. It's fun, but it's like, come on, man. You know what I mean? Like, they could have done better than this. This is, like, lazy. You know, and it's all the actors are in it, you know. So, you know, Vin Diesel, Rock, you know, Tay Diggs, right?
Maybe. I have no idea. I've only seen one Fast and the Furious movie ever.
Because the movies suck.
Yeah, I'm not a huge fan. I am not a huge fan.
Me neither. No offense. You know, like, I really have no desire to see those movies. You know what was good? The one with Rock and... what's his face? Hobbs and Shaw.
Yeah, I didn't see that either.
That was a good movie. I enjoyed that one. But the ride, man, it was like, all right, like, it's lame. Now, had I waited 90 minutes for that, I would have been like, F this shit. You know what I mean? Oh, sorry. But he go, I would just been like, you know, this was a waste.
Yeah.
But you know, like we got on, you know, right away, and I was like, all right.
What are you trying to say, that everybody should just go back to using animatronics?
Animatronics, I think, are at least one interesting. Two, I think that it's not the animatronics, it's the ride itself. You know what I mean? Do something different. Be, you know, like, don't make 20 new rides and you're excited to do these new rides and they're all the same. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I guess I know what you mean, but I think that, you know, for take Disney's case, I've seen what the new Ratatouille ride is going to look like because I had that was in Disneyland Paris for years and I saw the videos of it. That's going to be kind of different than the Mickey and Minnie railway thing, but it'll still be...
It's still video?
There'll still be a lot of screen elements to it, and...
Which is cool.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. Here's the difference. That, the Mickey and Minnie one, okay, with the screen elements, I've never seen before. Okay? I've never seen that before. It was done differently. You know what I mean? Where everything, it's like these giant screens and things are going on and it's like you're in there. You know what I mean? It is a different element. When you're doing some of these other rides, you're wearing these glasses and you know it doesn't feel like you're there. It just feels like you're watching like a 3D movie. You know what I mean? With shaking seats.
Yeah, I guess I get what you mean. But I mean, example, that's pretty much what Star Tours is, and I still love Star Tours.
Which is okay, but when every single ride is like that, then it gets a little boring. You know what I mean?
I know what you mean.
Listen, Disney and Universal have such innovation. You know, and again, I'm not even putting this on Disney. I'm talking about Universal at this point. You know what I mean? Universal, like every single freaking ride was like all the new rides. It's all the same. The Simpsons, what do you call it? Have you been on the Simpsons
ride? The Simpsons ride is basically just the Back to the Future ride.
Yeah, pretty much. And you're like, you know, and you're just like, what? So it's kind of like a mix between Back to the Future, because that's the ride it was, and what do you call it? Soaring. You know what I mean? So you're kind of like, but when you're done with a ride like that, you feel like you're gonna puke. You know what I mean? You're all shaken up. It's like, I'm okay. It's not because of the movement. It's because of the, you know what I mean? It's so jerky in the eyes, with the 3D. It's like, you know, like, whoa, calm. You know, so that's the only thing I don't like about those. The Simpsons ride was cool. I liked the Simpsons Land a lot. You know, I'm gonna talk to you guys about all that stuff when we're on
DHR. Simpsons Land is cool.
You been there?
Yeah.
I got some stories for you. You're gonna love these. What do you call it? You guys want to know them? Tune into GHR this Thursday. It was an experience and a half. And you guys will you know, be like, what? So anyway, that being said, you know, Universal Islands of Adventure being my favorite theme park, and it was the worst experience I've had ever, and I've been there hundreds of times. You know what I mean? Like, legit. Back in the day, especially when I was wrestling, you know, and I would be like on and off ride. I mean, we spent days, you know what I mean, doing the same rides, and we had, you know, the availability to just, and I just enjoyed every single one of them. Now it's just like, you know, it wasn't even the rides, it was just the experience itself. Was just awful.
Well, I was so bad about it.
We'll talk about it on GHR.
Okay.
I want people to want to go and check it out.
No, GHR. I understand.
What do you call it? But I don't want to do it twice. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I got some funny stuff from my parents' house. We're talking on GHR. Got some really funny stuff.
Why don't you figure out some stuff to talk about on WBS?
I'm talking about it. I'm talking about the stuff I'm going to talk on GHR.
Yeah.
So, so one of the really cool things. Have you stayed at the Disney resorts? Because I've never stayed at the Disney. Well, I have.
Are you seriously asking me that question?
I didn't know if you actually did.
Yes,
stay at the
of course I've stayed at the resorts.
You said it. So we were originally going to do the yacht club, and
that's actually the beach and yacht club is one of the best resorts that they have.
The problem is that it was like $2,000 more than what we were doing, and then we'd have to pay more on top of that for Jasper because Jasper can't.
Yeah, it's one of the best resorts to stay at because it's walking distance to Epcot and Hollywood Studios. You could walk to both parks from that one resort.
Gotcha. You know, and the work that I was getting and doing the stuff, you know, like I couldn't do it there. I would have had to done.
That's one of their bigger, pricier resorts.
Yeah, and so what do you call it? I was limited because of what was available and what wasn't available.
Well, not all the resorts are open.
Right.
There's still a lot closed.
And I was leaving that week, if you recall, because I had other arrangements. So,
yeah.
So I had other arrangements, and then all of a sudden those arrangements fell through because there was people were chomping at the bit to get to where I was supposed to go. So I couldn't go. I couldn't go to the place I was originally going to stay. So we were like, all right, we're going to do Disney. And I said, I don't care. We'll do the resort. No magic hours. There were no magic hours whatsoever. All that's dead, at least for now.
Yeah, for now, because they're coming back with me and Kim are actually doing the Boo Bash in October.
Right, and everything should be back unless this Delta variant screws that up.
But yeah, unless it does. I don't know. I know they're planning some big, crazy celebrations for the 50th.
But you would have thought that like Disney, it was weird because at Disney it wasn't slow. It was packed, but they were only at like 40% capacity.
Disney has a lot of people even at 40% capacity.
It's insane. Universal was at 100%. So people weren't even giving a damn at Universal. It was just like shoulder to shoulder, and it was just like, and that wasn't the reason why I had an awful time. It was just the whole experience was just a mess. But you know, it's craziness, man. It's craziness. I was hoping to do a little bit more in the area, and like I normally would.
Yeah.
But we were just so wiped out. You know what I mean? It was just done because I couldn't walk, and Danielle couldn't walk. So the both of us were in the little carts.
Yeah, the rascals.
The little rascals driving around. And it was funny because the first day, I'm like, you know, all right, I'm going to get us both rascals, right? I'm going to get us both. And she's like, I'm not going to drive them. I'm like, it's carrying on. I said, I don't care what you say. I'm getting two. You know what I mean? I'm not going to drive. I said, be quiet. You're gonna sit and you're gonna ride one. You're gonna just be happy with it because I'm not gonna have you sitting and hurting your ankle more. She's walking around in a freaking clodderhopper boot. I said, what are you, and I said, and I can't walk. I was just bringing the stuff in and out of the hotel. You know what I mean? Like just to get because we moved rooms, and I'll talk about that later too. But you know, like me getting in and out of the hotel, carrying all the crap, I hurt my knee more. You know what I mean? It's like every time I tweak it, it's like
yeah, I know. You want to know what the key to that is?
Getting it freaking fixed.
Stop lifting heavy things and go to a doctor.
I went to a doctor.
Get it fixed then.
I couldn't. I was going away.
When you get back from going away.
Yeah, they're setting it up to put gel in my
Look, I'm just saying because like you're generally one of those people that's like, it's all right, I'll just power through it.
Yeah,
and then,
But I
your knee falls apart.
I did go to the doctor and they said that, they gave me medication for it, but I'm not supposed to be on my feet. I'm supposed to be, you know, sitting down. So think of that. Think me sitting down and not being out or doing anything. Even if I wanted to, I couldn't. So I was like, you know, for Disney and Universal, I said, I am not going to be walking around. I said, I knew it beforehand. It's like, I don't care. I will spend the money. And I will tell you more about that when we get back from the break.
Hey, good afternoon. Welcome to Jersey Mike's.
Hey, why you call Jersey Mike's anyway? We're on Long Island.
Well, the short story is we started in New Jersey by a sandwich lover named Mike.
I don't want no silly sandwiches that are all bread and no filling, like that joint down the road.
You don't gotta worry about that here. We offer sustenance and substance. Oh, and speaking of bread, we make ours fresh every day.
Yeah? So what do you got here?
Oh, this must be your first time. You're in good hands. Jersey Mike's never disappoints. We're truly a sub above.
Yeah, I heard. So what do you recommend?
My personal favorite sandwich is the chicken cheesesteak, but you can't go wrong with the fan favorite, the classic Italian.
Ooh, that sounds good.
Perfect. We recommend our sandwich Mike's way. That's going to be onions, lettuce, tomatoes, olive oil, vinegar, oregano, and salt.
I'll have that.
All right, sweetie. Go grab a table.
Okay.
Can I make a recommendation?
All right, listen up, kid. I'll have a turkey and ham on provolone with bacon on a rosemary parmesan hero. Got it?
You got it, man. Wait a second. That's our number 8, the club sub.
Yeah, I know. I've been addicted to you guys. I'm eating at your Ronkonkoma location every day for the last few months.
Oh, okay. But you said you...
You're gonna blow it, kid. The kid will squeal on me. My wife can't know about this. She's been packing me a salad every day for lunch. A man's gotta eat. A happy wife means a happy life.
Your secret's safe with me.
All right, let me pop in my rewards member number before you ring me up. Gotta make sure to earn them extra points towards the free subs.
By the way, you could save some time and order online at any of our locations. We have one in Comac, Selden, and your favorite, Lake Ronkonkoma.
Visit Jersey Mike's at our Long Island locations. Jericho's Turnpike in Comac, Middle Country Road in Selden, and Portion Road in Lake Ronkonkoma.
Hey everybody, this is Kari Payton, Cyborg from Teen Titans Go, and you're listening to Brimstone. Enjoy.
In a world where our food is unseasoned by the proper sauces, there is one sauce that has that extra special umami boost in which you seek.
Kikkoman!
Prepare your mind, body, and soul for that terrific touch of soy or... teriyaki! That will transform your taste buds into a typhoon of unbridled flavor behavior.
Yippa!
Traditionally brewed soy sauce, kicking taste into tongues with the same great recipe for 300 years.
Kikkoman!
Enhance the essence of every meal by making yours Kikkoman and pick up your own stash of original, less sodium, gluten-free soy sauces,
teriyaki marinade,
and other mouth-watering products from Kikkoman at your local grocery store.
Kikkoman!
Making soy sauce kick again.
Hey, this is Noah Hathaway from the NeverEnding Story, Battlestar Galactica, Troll, etc., etc. You're listening to Within Brim's Skin with Brimstone.
Once upon a time, there was a prince and his beautiful horse.
Whoa, girl. You're still fresh from this morning's bath. That mane and tail deep moisturizing shampoo and conditioner always works like a charm.
Oh, dear prince, I'm the Lady of the Lake.
The fabled woman of the water.
Your horse's mane and tail look positively radiant.
Why, thank you, fair maiden. But wait, what happened to your hair? Legends say that yours was the most beautiful thine eyes had ever seen.
Aye, it was once. But 500 years in the lake can make one lose its luster.
You may be magical, but I have the solution that will repair, rebuild, and rejuvenate your hair!
Dear prince, you have discovered the secret?
And with that, the brave prince handed the lady a flask of the finest mane and tail.
Hear, hear, fair lady!
Mane and tail has lifted my curse! My hair has become healthy, soft, and silky once again!
Mane and tail hath restored your magic! Let us celebrate!
Huzzah!
Discover the secret within your own fairy tale by visiting ye olde shopping centers or scrolling online at maneandtail.com.
Hey guys, this is Robert Darby from Goonies. You heard that about that film. And Die Hard, is it a Christmas film or not? How about James Bond, License to Kill? Or Showgirls? Anyway, you're listening to Within Brim's Skin. Do you understand what that means? Within Brim's Skin with Brimstone. So get ready to rumble, pals.
Ugh, I can't seem to find a hotel room online.
It's convention season. Looks like someone's trying to book a room in my hotel. And I, Baron Von Bigwig, am going to raise my prices.
Why are they so expensive? I'm on a budget.
Did someone say budget? I am Budget Hero, and my faithful companion...
Penny Saver!
Wow, it's the Red Roof Geek Guild.
No autographs.
My boy. Do you have a passion for geek culture?
Of course!
Try this! Visit budgetheroes.com to find over 600 Red Roof Inn properties!
Then?
Enter the code 625626
to save 15%!
Hey, that's my line!
It worked! Thanks, Budget Heroes!
We saved today!
I see what you did there!
Up, up, save today!
I would have gotten away with it if it wasn't for Red Roof! I'll get you next time, Budget Hero!
And we're back to WBS, and what do you call it? So we're talking about the Little Rascals. So, you know, not the show, the little driving things. So what do you call it? So I told Danielle, I was like, you can drive it, whatever. So I got the two, didn't care what she said, and we drove them around the whole day, you know, and she was, you know, she hates driving the thing. She's always feeling like everybody's watching. And I'm like, babe, nobody gives a shit. You know what I mean? They don't care. They're not paying attention to you. And what do you call it? So we went through the day. The next day, we're in Magic Kingdom. Mm-hmm. So I go, okay, you know, let's go. We're going to go get the scooters. I'm not going to drive the scooter today. I'm not driving it. No, just get one. I'm like, I'm getting two. You're going to drive around, and that's it. Carrying on, you know, like, I don't want to ride it. I don't know. It's too much of a pain in the neck. And I'm like, you're going to ride it because otherwise you're going to be in pain. And she goes, nah, it's carrying. So I said, you know what? Fine. You're going to learn yourself a little lesson because I'm not getting out of my scooter. You're going to walk the whole day. If that's the way you want to do it, you can walk the whole day. So let's see how, you know, and I said, and don't ask me halfway through the day to go pick one up because I'm paying the money for it. You're going to have it for the whole goddamn day. And I wasn't trying to be rude and a dick, but I was just like, I'm telling you, you're going to want to wear it. You're going to want to use it. So what do you call it? So she refused to take it. So the second day, I drove around, you know, and what do you call it? She walked the whole day with the big ass Clodderhopper boot, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
All around the goddamn park in 100 degree weather. And then what do you call it? The next day, when we got to we got to Universal, she goes, yeah, I think I'll take a.
She realized, like, oh wow, this really sucks.
Yeah, I think I'll take a cart today. Yeah, like that's what I thought. It was just like you know, and then the next day,
pride is a powerful thing.
Yeah, man, but you know, and because I told her, I said, look, you know, see, that's the thing is, we're not cheap, we're frugal. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So like when you know it costs so much to rent them, you know what I mean? And she's just like, let's not waste the money because, you know, 4 days, talking about, you know, the $200, you know what I mean? So, hold on. That's $400. You know what I mean? $50 each, $65 actually at Universal, and you don't get a refund. $70 at Disney, and you get the $20 back. Mm-hmm. But what do you call it? So at the end, and meanwhile, Universal completely, when we did that, that's, again, another story. I'll tell you about that. But it was just use the goddamn cart, shut up, and just enjoy it for
what
it is.
Yeah, I mean, like, it's a bunch of people that are in Florida that you're probably never going to see again. You might as well just take the cart and ride around and stay off your feet.
Yeah, so she
did. It's like
a
second ride. It's like a free. It's like another ride.
Exactly. And by the end of the week, you know what I mean. Both of our my knee and her ankle started feeling a little bit better because we weren't on it. You know what I mean? The whole time.
Yeah, like the doctor said.
Well, shut up, Tom. Of course. Yeah. You know, but I'm sitting here going, I'm like, now, aren't you glad that she's...
Sometimes people have to learn.
Yeah, and I felt bad because I don't want her to be in pain. I love my wife, but, you know, I'm just like, if you don't want to listen to me, you're going to suffer, and I don't want to hear a goddamn thing. So I was like, if you want to... Meanwhile, I'm sitting and yelling at her about it in front of, like, the guy who does the thing, and I was like... You know, fine. You'll just be, you know, you'll walk on it, screw up your leg, and then you're gonna be disabled for life instead of just for this week. And like the guy's like, I'm gonna pretend I didn't hear that.
Yeah, you just take it to an extreme immediately.
Yeah, I was bad. I was pissed off because I was already annoyed for something else.
You're like an old mother.
But I wanted my wife to not be in pain. But since she didn't want to listen, I was like, well, now go ahead, F you, be in pain. It's so bad. I know. I feel bad saying it, but it is true. Anyways, but it was good. It's good. What do you call it? But again, I missed being home, and you know, it's crazy because I, you know, and I love the equipment that I have that I take with me.
Yeah.
You know, but it was, it's not the same as being in the studio. You know?
No, well, I mean, it's never going to be the same as being in the studio, but it was. I'm sure it worked. I'm sure it worked just fine enough to get through what you had to get through. You know what I mean? That's the beauty about podcasting stuff is you can pretty much take it on the go wherever you want.
I was considering taking, you know, the Bayer Fox mic and what do you call it, and something to the park, and I'm like, I'm not going to get internet.
That,
you know,
would have been so dumb to take all that with you to the park.
Know. That's why I didn't do it.
You're asking for it to get stolen.
Well, that
or
too.
Or broken.
That too.
It's Florida. It rains in the summertime.
It was, I know. It was fun. So have you done the... Harry Potter stuff?
I was there a few years after Harry Potter World opened, so the only things I ever got on were the Harry Potter Hogwarts ride and one of the roller coasters that took over for Dueling Dragons.
Oh, did it? It did take over for Dueling Dragons.
Yeah.
That pisses me off, too, because I love Dueling Dragons.
It's the same roller coaster.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is.
What is it now?
I have no idea. It's something that has to do with the Goblet of Fire.
Yeah, it's the Hagrid's.
Nope, different ride.
Oh.
There's another roller coaster. There should be another roller coaster in there.
I didn't see it.
I have no idea. I don't know. There was another roller coaster in there that took the place of Dueling Dragons. It had something to do with the Goblet of Fire. I don't remember.
Yeah, no, I was right there, and I didn't see Dueling Dragons at all. And I looked for, that's one of my favorite rides.
Yeah, I don't remember. I don't, I'd have to look at it. Again, it's been a minute since I've been to Universal.
Speaking about the rides, okay, especially at a Disney and Universal, you get people of all shapes and sizes, right?
Yeah.
So when going on some of these rides, I'm going, I am not small, but I am not like, you know, ginormous either, you know?
Yeah.
And I'm sitting here going, what the hell? Like the seats and the areas, they like these tiny little, I can't go on a whole bunch of the things that I used to go on. It's insane, you know? And,
yeah.
And some of the newer stuff, it's just even smaller. And you're like this, you know, like tiny little areas. Is that a new one? Is that for 2021?
It's right off of Universal's website. So maybe I'm wrong. Maybe they got rid of it.
Yeah, I was very upset about that because I expected to go on that one. That one was big enough. I was up to go on.
Because it's Flight of the Hippogriff, Frog Choir, Oliver, I don't know what the hell, Ollivanders, Hagrid's Magical Motorbike Adventure, yeah. Hogwarts Express, and Hogsmeade Station, this is everything that's in there. But yeah, maybe they got rid of it.
Yeah.
No, this can't be it because Escape from Gringotts isn't on this map, and that still exists.
Okay, well, this map is more than what we got while we were there because apparently they didn't have any maps. They were out of maps because Universal got their shipments late, so nobody was able to know what the hell they were doing around the Universal parks. So, I mean, I have a general idea, so I know where a lot of the things are. But
yeah.
Everything's changed over the last couple of years. You know what I mean? So, so I was like, what the hell, man? But yeah, no, the whole Harry Potter thing, we went from one area to the next. I spent the extra to go from one park to the next. I never do the park hopper things. I think they're a big waste. But, you know, even
it depends on how many days you're going to be there.
Right. I mean, yeah. Yeah. And then some things close early, some things close later, whatever.
It's called time management.
Yeah, and I'm good at that.
I know, that's what I'm saying.
But I go through them, you know, when I go through the park, I'll go through everything fast and then I'll go through it again or I'll go to certain ones and I'll do them again. But what do you call it? You know, but this was just like we spent the extra because Haley and Danielle wanted to go on the little train ride, the Harry Potter train ride from one park to the next. So we went on that. And I'm just like, all right, this is neat and all, but it's just like we spent extra to do this. I was like, God damn
it. Yeah, but that's still good stuff. But then you got to go at least over to Universal Studios and get onto the Fast and the Furious garbage.
That was the
Simpsons ride. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Islands of Adventure Universal.
We started there.
We started at Universal.
We started at Universal.
Oh.
Now, mind you, I have not been to Universal that park in years. I've always when we do the extra day outside of Disney, it's usually Islands of Adventure because I enjoy it. And Universal sucks. You know what I mean?
I actually like Universal.
It's gotten better, but still, like I said, all Transformers, same freaking ride. It's Spider-Man. You know what I mean? It's Spider-Man.
Well, that Spider-Man ride's never going to be different.
Yeah, I love that Spider-Man ride. I hope it's not different. There was an issue there, too.
Well, that's going to have to get updated at some point, but
we'll see what happens.
Well, they're never going to be able to. They'll have to change the ride totally before they update it.
Yeah, and what do you call it? But it was nice. I got to see Stan and hear his voice. You know what I mean? Not that you can't turn on the computer and do that.
Plenty of YouTube videos.
Yeah, but this is, you know, it was just I was there, and it was in the moment, and it was nice. But I don't know. Anyways, that's about it. That's all the time we've got. What do you call it? I know, guys, I deferred a lot of things to the GHR. But we got a lot to talk about later. It's going to be a lot of fun. So make sure to tune in Thursday, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Hang out with us. And as always, make sure you rate, review, subscribe, and hit us up on all the social media. We'll be hanging again with you next week. I'll let you boys.